Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
You ready for the Patriots back in the playoffs, Keith?
Of course I'm ready. It's long overdue, Jones. I'm ready for some playoff football around these parts.
How about that?
Yeah. I'm ready. You ready?
I'm absolutely ready.
Sure, you got to be ready.
We left the glitter guns down the hallway. Shame on me.
We're waiting for the right time to dust those puppies back off.
I should have had those ready to go.
Did you refill those guns with all the glitter that we shot when Drake May was named the starter?
I'm pretty sure Mingles is still picking up glitter at a weird place.
Yeah, I felt bad about that. I'll do the best I can to clean up.
There's still glitter in all kinds of
everywhere.
Strange corners.
Gets everywhere. It's like sand after a day at the beach. Weeks later, you're like, what is this now?
Like, wait a minute.
What the hell is this?
I definitely scrubbed in there.
Very exciting times.
Okay, Bedard's like, not totally ruling out the playoffs. How much better are the Patriots after the draft, Keith?
I think they're better. I think they're, Will Campbell is still such a massive question mark, and we'll see. But if he's a good left tackle this year, I think they are a lot better than they were a year ago. Now, I'm also factoring in free agency, and we've talked about all these guys that they signed in free agency already a little bit, but when you just add it all together, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, a bunch of new players at a bunch of different positions, year two of Drake May. Yeah, like I think playoffs is, you know, realistic, but not the expectation where, like, they won four games the last 2 years. They won eight total games the last 2 years. So if they win eight games this year, that's a massive improvement. That's a big swing. I think it's more likely that, like, if I had to pick one number, more likely like eight, they have a weak schedule, than it would be 10-7 and, you know, who are they playing in the first round of the playoffs. Like, I'm not going to go that far, but I do like a lot of the moves that they've made.
So, me too. And I think what you just said is exactly how I feel. It's possible you're a lot better and still not a playoff team.
Like, yeah, because you needed to get a lot better.
Both those things can be true. You could have gotten much better. You could have improved a ton. People like the Patriots draft. I like the Patriots draft. You like the Patriots draft.
Yes, we do.
Not as much as everybody else, but B plus.
We were called haters. We have them on the honor roll.
That's a good.
Not on the high honor roll, but the honor roll.
That's a good, solid improvement for the team. I liked free agency. I still feel like there are needs on the team, and we can get into what the biggest one is here coming up. But it's possible they got a lot better. They improved a lot. They have an adult in the room running the team in Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Your roster got better in free agency. I got better in the draft. That doesn't guarantee you're a playoff team, but I don't think it's crazy to sit here and dream and wonder whether or not this team can be competing for a playoff spot late in the year. I think that's a lot of our goal. I don't want to speak for everybody out there, but I think that's a lot of our goals for the team this year, realistic goal for the team this year. Be in the mix. Be in the hunt. Be there in December in weeks 16, 17, 18, knocking on the door of a playoff spot. I think that's a reasonable expectation. I'd be disappointed if they didn't do that. I'd be stoked if they were in the playoffs.
Of course.
But they were so far away and they needed so much stuff.
Yeah.
Even if you got a lot of these guys, you know, free agency, we love the players they got. Hardly any of them have been to a Pro Bowl. I mean, Diggs has been to a bunch, but Wednesday's going to be out there.
Yep.
Landry went to one. Everybody else, not even a Pro Bowl caliber player. You know, we all like the draft. Your first pick may not be a tackle.
Right.
The other guys are day two and day three picks. So I like what they did, and they definitely got better. Are they a playoff team yet? I'm okay with wondering that, asking that question. I think it's far from a guarantee, but there is no doubt they're a much improved and better team. I think that's obvious.
I think there's a lot of comparisons that we've made between the Patriots and the Red Sox and just sort of where they were, what they've become, and then how they're trying to dig themselves out of it. And one of the reasons why I'm a lot more confident in the Red Sox making the playoffs is the landscape of the American League versus the landscape of the AFC. So there aren't as many good teams in the American League. So the Red Sox don't even have to have a crazy year and they can still make the playoffs. Whereas if you look at the AFC, and maybe last year I thought it was going to be a little bit better than it was, but it's still pretty crowded and you have all the best quarterbacks, essentially, with, you know, exception like Jalen Hurts and a couple guys, are all in the AFC. I would think a team like Cincinnati is going to bounce back. That was a non-playoff team from a year ago.
Right.
Plus, you have all the teams that did make the playoffs, and they're just bringing guys back. So, you know, all your, like, the top MVP candidates, like Lamar and Mahomes, like, these guys are all in the same Josh Allen. Like, these guys are all in the conference, let alone in the division. So, you could be good, but it feels like 10 wins is probably the minimum to make the playoffs in the AFC.
Well, here's another way to look at it. You know, every year, a team or two, like last year it was Washington, and even some of the other, you know, poor teams a year ago, like the Chargers drafted very highly and turned around and were a playoff team. But like Washington
Broncos,
was the one that highlighted
it. It wasn't a huge swing, but the Broncos were better.
Yep. Yeah. The year prior it was Houston. You know, you can pretty much go through any year and there's a worst to first team and a team drafting highly that turns it around. I mean, that happens routinely in the NFL. So you look at all the last place teams. I mean, the Patriots or the Browns. Who has a better chance at being a playoff team?
That'd be the Patriots.
So I'd agree.
Unless Dylan Gabriel puts that team on his back.
It could be Dylan Gabriel.
Well, Shedeur Sanders is the AFC Rookie of the Year.
Patriots or Tennessee?
Patriots.
So I would agree.
And they play both those teams, right? Head-to-head, I think.
I'm sure. Yeah, playing their last play place schedule.
All these scrub teams.
Patriots or Vegas? Tougher one.
It is a tougher one. I like the Patriots as a turnaround more so.
I would lean Pats. Perhaps that's because we're in New England and we're closer to it.
I'm a guy that I doubt Geno Smith, and he's really turned it around. He's been really good the last few years, but I still have my doubts.
I would go Patriots over Raiders. Patriots or Giants in the NFC?
Yeah, I mean, not close.
Not even close.
Although they did get Cam Scataboo.
I like Scataboo.
Giants got Scataboo.
Patriots or Saints?
Pats.
I would agree. So then you get into the two tough ones and the ones where I would give them the edge. The Bears and the Niners. I mean, the Niners to me would be the most obvious worst to first turnaround, easy to bet on team.
Yeah.
They were 6-11 last year. They have a ton of talent. They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I would wager on a bounce back there. Chicago's another tough one. I would give them the edge over New England, but like the Patriots are right there in the mix with those teams that you'd expect to turn it around. And so they're definitely better. The question is how much better? And are they a playoff team? It's fair to wonder that, I think. 617-779-7937. That was Greg Bedard. As our jump-off point here today, you can jump in all day long on Jones and Keefe. We have thoughts tonight on Game 5,
Ooh.
Celtics and Magic. Time to get that team out of the Celtics' faces since
8:30
they are
start.
Yeah, it's a later start. I don't like that.
I mean, I'm not like the old guy that's like screaming about it, but like, I just don't really get it.
Yeah,
like NBA Finals, I get.
Is it the first game tonight? We were talking about this off
six.
The air yesterday. The first game's at 6?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, the NHL's doing games at 11 p.m. and basketball's doing games at 6. I don't know what's going on.
At least those are West Coast games, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But like, by the time I put the kids to bed, that first game's going to be like over.
And if you're going to have a 6 o'clock game, why wouldn't you put the Knicks there? So then the Knicks game could be over.
You mean not the local start time of 5 p.m.?
Yeah, I don't get any of it.
Yeah, but that is, right? Indiana?
Yeah.
5 o'clock start time.
Roundabout point. Nice. We'll get to the Celtics later on in the program. It's a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off, and this should not be a shock to anybody.
No.
The wildest relationships.
Yeah, there's some good ones out there.
Are they just in sports, Keith, or are we going to dabble outside of
TBD.
Sports?
TBD. I think we have enough that I have at least one person representing sports and the other representing just either random person or celebrity themselves.
Okay, so that's Tier Tuesday at 11:30.
You know me, I'm up on my wags.
The wildest relationships. High noon. You got a Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran and, of course, Kiefer Madness at 12:45, and it's 2 for Tuesday on WEEI, coming up about 15 minutes from now, and all day long on WEEI. You'll have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Rangers at Fenway Park. So stay tuned for that. Our first of four pairs of tickets we're giving away comes your way at 10:30. So we agree, Patriots are better off. I think that's not even a debate. I think it's obvious. Where's their biggest remaining weakness, Keith? We like what they did in free agency. They needed a tackle and a receiver late in free agency. They added Steph Diggs. You go into the draft, you get a tackle, you hope, early in Will Campbell. You get a receiver that can contribute early, you hope, in Kyle Williams. What's their biggest remaining weakness?
I think it's still wide receiver. And I'm pretty high on Steph Diggs, but I understand it comes with a lot of uncertainty. You know, you just don't know when he's going to be ready. And then even if he comes back early-ish in the season, does he hit the ground running? Like, how, you know, when do you get top-end Steph Diggs, and do you ever get top-end Steph Diggs? And then everybody else, like, I like Kyle Williams. That's a lot to ask. I mean, how many rookie receivers for the New England Patriots have ever made a positive impact? You got to go back a ways.
I mean,
like Malcolm Mitchell, Deion Branch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Terry Glenn, if you want to go pre-Bill Belichick.
Because I think, didn't, like, Aaron Dobson have, like, some team rookie records? Just out of necessity?
You know who I think broke it was Pop.
Oh, Pop on the Tape Douglas.
I think Pop on the Tape.
All right, so my point is proven out.
Yes. Even the ones who have, quote-unquote, very productive rookie years, it's shockingly little production.
So I like Will Campbell more than you do. That's why I'll say, all right, the offensive line, all right, I'll give you that. You made some additions. You got a new center. You got a new right tackle. You got a new left tackle. You have a couple of guys in-house that you think can play guard. Obviously, there's going to be injuries, but for the time being, I'll take that. If Steph Diggs, and it's not even an if, it's probably likely that if he's not starting week one, what's your receiving core look like? And it looks to me like it's probably Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, Kyle Williams, maybe is your top three, like in the pecking order. So that has to be maybe. The biggest, at least for me, that's the biggest question right now.
I read you the note yesterday from Mike Reese about how he saw the receiver room breaking down. He went Diggs, Hollins, Williams, all safe. He said Pop Douglas probably should be safe, and then everybody else is duking it out for a spot.
I'd be surprised if they cut Pop Douglas, but it's a new time, right? It's Vrabel and really and it's Josh McDaniels and what guys he wants. So Diggs, Hollins, and Williams, I agree. The two free agent signings and your third-round pick, they're all safe. None of these other guys were brought in by the Patriots. Now, Kendrick Bourne was here when McDaniels was here last and was pretty good. So I think barring health, I would think Kendrick Bourne's on the team. And then you get into the two rookies from last year and the two rookies from the year before that. And how much room is there room for one of those guys? Like, if Diggs is healthy, there's probably only room for one. Now, if he's not, that kind of leaves the door open for one of those guys to stick around a little bit longer. But I think the guys from 2 years ago, Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, are head and shoulders ahead of Polk and Baker.
So I agree. And by the way, the biggest remaining question mark for me is tackle, and I want to get into that in a moment. But fair point here on the text line, 617-779-7937. We talked about this yesterday. I said, I like the Travion Henderson pick. I'm not as high on him as you are, but I get it. And I like the Kyle Williams pick. I do wish they got Luther Burden in the second round and then a running back in the third round. You know, Bedard on his podcast said they were heavily targeting R.J. Harvey, who you liked as well.
I did like R.J. Harvey.
At a UCF,
Central
is that right?
Florida running back, yeah.
He said in the third round, too bad he went in the second round.
He went like 60th, right?
So, yeah. You know, if that's the guy they were hoping for in the third round, but like play it out, game it out. Maybe it's Scadaboo or somebody like that in the third
Scadaboo.
Round. I wish they did that. I wish they went receiver and then back, but that's nitpicking.
I do like Henderson, so I'm not going to nitpick.
However, if you're not happy with the receiver room and that's the biggest weakness, do you wish they went with a wide receiver in the second, Keith?
No, because honestly, I would have had the same questions about it. Like, I think even although I like Jalen Noel, for example.
You would have a question with a rookie regardless.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And so, and because this draft didn't have the Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas, in my mind. Didn't have it. You and I didn't like Tet McMillan. Maybe some people would argue Tet McMillan was that guy. I didn't think they had it. That's why I talked myself into Ty Warren, the tight end, or Ashton Jeanty, the running back, just like a playmaker in a different position. So to me, it would have been the same thing, and maybe even worse. Like, so if you took one of the Iowa State wideouts, and then you came back in the third round and drafted a receiver, I'm looking at the depth chart the same way. Like, Kyle Williams could be just as productive as Jalen Noel. I think so.
Yeah.
And any of those guys. So I don't mind.
Right. I preferred Noel, but yeah. Right. Williams could outproduce him for sure, especially based on opportunity.
And Henderson could be a massive hit, too. The way McDaniels plays in his offense, and I don't think you have to rely on him to play all three downs. But we saw, certainly by the end of James White's career, how impactful he could be, like the big plays that he was responsible for. And if you give that to Henderson, he's got a little bit more speed.
So real quick, listen to this on the wide receiver depth chart, because I have Reese and Chad
Kraft okay.
over at The Athletic. Listen to how similar their wording is on the wide receiver group.
Okay.
Reese wrote yesterday, after signing veterans Steph Diggs and Mac Hollins in free agency and drafting Washington State's Kyle Williams in the third round, the Patriots have revamped their wide receiver room. Okay, we read this yesterday, but
yeah,
I'll
reiterate. It's revamped.
Third-year slot, DeMario Douglas is probably safe.
Man, that is surprising.
Which means veteran Kendrick Bourne, third-year player Kayshon Booty, and 2024 draft picks Jalen Polk and Javon Baker are among those vying for a role in a suddenly crowded positional group. Okay, so that's Reese yesterday.
Yep.
Here's Chad
Kraft. Yep.
This is probably the most intense training camp competition. Most teams keep five or six wide receivers on the roster. The Pats will have a tough time getting down to just six. There's a lot of crap at the back end, but
yeah,
whatever.
I think they'll be fine. I think they could do six. Yeah, go ahead.
Listen to his order. Diggs, Hollins, Williams. Same as Reese.
That's fine.
DeMario Douglas should safely make the team.
What is going on with this guy?
But everything else is up in the air. The guess is now the biggest battle is between Polk and Bourne, and the early prediction is that the Patriots bank on getting more out of Polk than Bourne, who will turn 30 in training camp. So that's how two different people, very plugged in, some exceptionally plugged in.
The most plugged in.
They give you basically the same snapshot of wide receivers. So I would disagree, Keith. I think they're better at wide receiver. I'm still not sure they're better at tackle. Like, is Will Campbell a tackle?
No, they're better.
They're
better. You can argue how much better, but like, look at the guys they try. Like Deontay Jacobs and Vidarian Lowe.
They should be better.
They're better.
Is the guy a tackle?
He's going to have to be.
Okay, I know he's going to have to be, but could he struggle just as much as those guys did? I think that's in play.
Yeah, yes. I mean, at that point, he's just an absolute bust.
I don't see these receivers struggling more than last year's group. I really don't. And if Campbell's a tackle, then throw it in my face. But
I don't think Mac Hollins is like that great, though. Like, everyone's like, pencilman Mac Hollins. Pencilman for what?
I mean, he had a very good year with Josh McDaniels. For Mac Hollins,
okay.
a very good year with Josh McDaniels.
Right. And that's the same thing with Kendrick Bourne. That's what people point to. Like, he had a good year, like, for Kendrick Bourne.
Right.
Like, the only stud they have is Steph Diggs, and he's coming off an ACL in his 30s. Kyle Williams, I have a lot of hope for. I think he could be really good, but I just have a lot of questions. Like, I think Steph Diggs, if everything's equal, should be your leading receiver. You know, should catches and yards, touchdowns, who knows? But I would say he should be the leading receiver. But we don't know. Like, he's just coming off an injury.
No, that's the one way where they would not have a better receiver group is if he's not playing at all or he's not himself.
Right, then it's kind of the same.
At all. So I think these questions go hand in hand. What's the Patriots' biggest remaining weakness? Keith says wide receiver. I say left tackle. I've never been sold that Campbell is a tackle. I remain, despite the Patriots drafting him, unsold that he's a tackle. If he is, then great. My biggest question is answered. But that goes hand in hand with whether or not the Patriots are a playoff team and how much better they are. Like, listen to the two answers we just gave. All offseason, we're like, the two biggest needs are left tackle and wide receiver. They remain the two biggest weaknesses on the team, in our opinions. So you can jump in on that. 617-779-7937. We will have a Tier Tuesday coming up at 11:30. The wildest relationships out there. Don't worry.
Woo!
Bill and Jordan will absolutely be somewhere on that list.
Yeah, they're
I'd imagine
they're
pretty high up there.
I would agree.
It's a Tommy Tuesday with Tom E. Curran at high noon. We got a Kiefer Madness at 12:45. And, of course, a two for Tuesday. If you want a pair of tickets to the Red Sox and the Rangers on May 6th at Fenway Park, just stay tuned right after Trending from Billy Lanny. And when we come back, we have more Jordan details.
Oh, my God.
She actually stormed off the CBS set. That's right after Trending.